This is Dustin. Hey, Todd. I'm good. How are you? Yeah, they've already I think they already took the money, didn't they? I think it was around 3,300, something like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that premium change alone is what I mean that change to coverage is what then changed my premium. Okay, so that's why my premium changed, because I did have that question, because I went through a replot. I went Okay, so $30,000 cost me $400. That's okay. Okay. That seems a bit high to me, personally. Yeah, so well, what I'm wondering is, what I don't exactly know what that means. Like, so they're saying if that structure got damaged, would I need $37,000 to replace it? Is that what they're Sure. Sorry if I yell in your ear for. I think, why don't we keep it at 15 just to be safe? And then, and then we'll go from there. So my thought was on that is, I can't see other than like a major wind event, which we're obviously having here. Taking that whole shed over would probably only cost me about 6K to replace. 6 to 7 thousand to replace that shed. Doesn't matter. It's replacement cost at that point, right? So, yeah, I feel like that. Okay. Be something. Yeah. This is why I work with you, my friend, because I know you'll look at these things for me. So. Right. I agree. Yeah, we will. I'd rather see how that impact it will impact us long term, but short term, I think we have the right approach here. Our autos look pretty good. The only one question I had for you there was if I do decide to buy another vehicle and I make my Nissan truck, I actually go and title it as a recreational vehicle. Does that change my rates? Right now you have it as a wrecked vehicle because I use it that way, but does it change the rates if I title it as a wrecked vehicle? No, so the way that a buddy of mine does it is he has two trucks. One truck, he doesn't want to pay the massive rate, not only when he registers it, but he doesn't want to pay the massive rate of insurance because he literally uses it like once or twice a year for utilitarian purposes or, because he's going to go up to the mountains with it or whatever the case is. So difference. Okay. All right. Okay, that's what I wanted to confirm. Okay. 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 All right. Well, I appreciate that, man. I think that we're good to go then. If you want to make that adjustment on the homeowners, the only issue there is be the escrow would overpay, and that's not a problem because that works, my friend. I appreciate you checking everything. I feel like we're good to go for 2022. All right. You got it, my friend. I really appreciate it. Keep playing music. Have a good time. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.